What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Okay, so every single one of you that's on hold right now will get on the air. So do not hang up because I'm going to take your calls in the order that they are received. And remember, this is my most popular program every year. It just kind of cracks me up that you guys finally all show up here on New Year's Day-ish time. So, all right, the way this is going to work is if you have a specific question and you don't want me to do the New Year overview, then you need to say, I have a specific question, right? If you want the New Year overview, then you need to ask me for the New Year overview. All right, so I'm going to go right to the callers because I want to get to every single one of you. And if you're on hold right now and you do want to be on the air, you need to press the number 1 that puts you in the queue. If I don't see your little hand raised here on my queue, then I won't be answering your call. So there are 3 of you that haven't pressed the number 1, so you need to press the number 1 so I know you want to get on the air. Just letting you know. All right, so I'm going to go to one of my most loyal callers ever on my program. Hello, Wendy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mona. It's such a gift to speak with you.
You're so sweet to say that. So we're doing your New Year overview?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So I'm drawing your cards right now. So in 2024, it's not supposed to be so much of a fight, okay? So it looks like you've got yourself in a position right now where you can actually start making some friends. And so the big power vibe connected with your reading today and with your New Year's overview is that it's time to connect with people. It's just time. And it could be that you connect in with the, you know, whatever senior activities might be around you, or you decide to learn how to play bridge, or maybe even you learn how to play Texas Hold'em and decide that you're going to make $40 last all night. Whatever it is, it's time for you to start connecting with people. Now, you have this marvelous card that you've done a lot of fighting over these last few years, not to mention the crap that's gone on with your jobs, as well as, you know, you finally getting your Medicare to be able to have your assisted living, all of these things. I think it was the insurance policy we talked about. But whatever, what it's saying is that you've already done the hard fight. So now it's time for you to be delightful and charming, right? I'm not seeing anything that you actually have to get upset about or blow up about or, or even get worried about. All these cards are talking about here is that this is about you being open to your blessings. A little bit more of the vibration of the universe is always trying to reward you instead of the universe is basically punishing me. A little bit more of the everything's a blessing right now. And I have to tell you, Wendy, I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to tell you that. There are two other things I want to tell you, actually three things. Light blue, like sky blue, is kind of a power color for you. So if you can wear that color this year, it's going to be incredibly fortuitous for you. The second thing I want to tell you is that your power month is actually going to be October this year. So it may be that that by, I'd say, June, July of this year, you might meet a couple of new friends. And then in October, you might do some sort of a fun little adventure, cruise, or trip with them. And then the last thing I want to tell you is their power number is the number one. So it's always about filling yourself up first before you actually help anybody else. So you're not supposed to do anything the hard way this year. So I hope that helps, Wendy, and Happy New Year. See you later.
Happy New Year. Okay. That's a beautiful reading. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 954 area code. Hello, 954. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. So do you have a specific question or do you want your little New Year's overview?
Oh, New Year's overview would be great.
You got it. Okay,
thank you.
We're on the cards for you right now. Sharon, there's a couple of fellas here that want to be a part of your life. And it's interesting because I see that this last year, 2023, was a card of you considering losses in your life. And what it's saying is in 2024, it feels like, and again, I'm not a medium, so I don't connect with people on the other side. Every now and then, though, something will come up pretty strongly in somebody's card, so I'm going to say it the way I'm going to say it to you. There is a masculine spirit on the other side that is guiding you to another man that ends up being either a fun companion or an actual love relationship for you. That what I really love about this relationship is it doesn't need the legal documents of marriage in order for it to feel like it's a true connection. It feels like a true connection because the two of you have found each other, and it feels very, very familiar. But I get very strongly, and again, I'm not a medium, but in your reading, I'm getting very strongly that there is a masculine spirit on the other side, maybe someone that was a partner of yours or even a brother or father figure that is guiding you to this other new relationship. And again, you know, it doesn't matter to me what relationship you're in right now. This one is going to be something that all the appropriate boundaries will be connected with this relationship. So what it means is that you dictate how far the relationship goes. But this new man that's coming towards you is somebody that is just a delight. So I would have to say that probably the biggest vibration for me to tell you this year is, number one, your power number is the number 8. Number two, your power color is coming up as kind of an orange color. So I don't know if you have anything orange, but it's saying it's an orange leaning toward red color that's coming up as a power number. And your power number is the number 8. Now, 2024 in numerology adds up to an 8. So if you add the digits of the year, 2 plus 2 plus 4, it equals 8. So what it means is that what happens in 2024 is about fate, karma, and destiny. So you've already worked really hard to get to where you are, all right? Just like my caller before you, Wendy, worked really hard to get to where she is. What it's saying is that really the big adventure coming up for you in 2024 is love. So
well,
I hope that helps.
Have I met him yet or no?
Maybe you have, but remember, you're a little reluctant to open your heart, and the only thing that opens your heart with this particular relationship is time. So the more time you spend with this person, the more your heart opens. But it's saying that the big adventure for you is love and companionship in 2024, because everything else you're okay with.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Joellen from Indianapolis.
Oh,
hi
Joellen. All right, you want your New Year overview?
Let's do it, sister.
You're so funny. All right, I'm drawing your cards right now.
Baby needs new shoes. Baby needs new shoes.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, actually, sweetheart, I have a huge, there's a huge thing coming up for you in your cards. So, you know, when I do a reading for someone and I'm looking at their New Year overview, the very first thing I look at is if there's any major cards in the spread of cards. Well, the major card that you have in your spread of cards is the card called Creativity, which resonates to a card called the Empress in traditional tarot. It is the card of the Earth Mother. It's the card of sex, of connecting. But most importantly, it's the card of the creative energy, the card of the writer, the artist, the performer, the singer, the chef, the actress. It's all about the more creative you are, the better. What's interesting about this card is that, and the thing that flew into my mind when I saw your spread, is it's absolutely time for you to start entering contests for your work.
Hmm.
So okay. It may be something you thought about in the past or something you've dismissed, but this is saying it's a very powerful move for you.
Okay.
To be in something where your work is in the spotlight. So I would look for any kind of contest work where it appears as though you get to be in the spotlight. But this is the big breakthrough creative year for you. Your power number that's coming up is the number 3, and the color that's coming up is green. So it's a really pretty, like, I wouldn't say like a neon green, but it's a beautiful bright green that it just feels very renewing. The other thing that's coming up in your cards, and this may be something you've been resistant to, but there's a partnership coming up here. So when you were kind of cracking up about baby needs a new pair of shoes, this partnership is something that may start out as a job or someone offering you a job, but turns into something a little more romantic. So it's interesting because if I were giving you a hobby in 2024, it would be to visit every art gallery around you.
Okay.
And then look at some of the crap, I mean, some of the stuff hanging up on the walls. Sorry, that wasn't
okay.
Very nice. But
are
you look
any
at some
of these museums overseas, or any of these museums?
Well,
in Europe,
see,
maybe?
Here's the thing is that I wonder if there's something about this contest that might be connected with overseas.
Hmm. I wrote for a grant. So, okay,
well,
that's good.
Power month is going to be March, but it may also bleed over into April. But the big power number, power month, is 3 and the month of March and the color green. Mm-hmm. All right, girl, let me know what happens.
Thank you. Send
you
love.
See you later. Happy New Year. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Let me get that call going. Go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Christopher.
Oh, this is my once-a-year phone call from you.
You say
you
it every year.
You call me once
always,
a year,
yeah.
And this is the time you call me. And then I never hear from you for a whole year, and then you call me. You want your new year overview,
my God,
Christopher?
The guilt.
I'm doing that deliberately. Okay. All right. So I'm drawing your cards right now. Okay, I'm going to say something really big to you. Are you ready?
Wow. Yeah.
There are blessings of money coming towards you right now it's incredibly important that you're disciplined with it.
Okay.
Okay. So we live in Las Vegas, and there are casinos here, all right? So let's say you go up to a machine, you put $100 in, and you win $500. You would get to a point this year where you would leave with the $400.
Got it.
So what it's saying is that there's blessings of money coming towards you, and as long as you're incredibly disciplined with it, there's going to be lots of blessings of money for you. As a matter of fact, what it's saying is that you get out of kind of a purgatory kind of vibe. And by the way, I very, very rarely tell people that they're going to be lucky in gambling, but that's how your cards are coming up. So, but there's the tempered quality of this. Manage your luck. So this last year looks like it's been a bit like being in purgatory, like a lot of stuff didn't happen very well. And so this is the year where every morning you're waking up and you're thanking your blessings, and there's a Hawaiian prayer, and I don't know the name of it. I keep forgetting how to pronounce the name of it, but the upshot of this prayer is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Now, the I love you part is the recognition to the universe that you're happy that you're actually here. Because when we're on the other side, we can't wait to be here. And then we get here, and we go, oh, crap, human experience. Some of this is hard, right? Well, you go in with the idea that I'm so happy I'm here. The next two phrases literally mean, I'm sorry, please forgive me. They mean that the amount of mojo and love that the universe is prepared to give you is so huge that our little minds can't quite comprehend it. So the I'm sorry and please forgive me is basically acknowledging the fact that the universe is trying to do way more for us than we think, right? And then the thank you part is the fact that there are going to be blessings falling on you this year, and the blessings have to do with money. So, for example, if you had a regular job, and you probably do, it could be that your company comes to you and says, we're willing to buy you out of your contract, or we're willing to give you a pretty high severance. Now, with that severance, you're not going to go into the casino and gamble at all. You're going to be incredibly disciplined with it. Do you see what I mean? And then you end up falling into a job that's better than the one you had before. So now you end up with this lovely chunk of a nest egg stashed away, but it is saying that there's blessings connected with money with you. Now, your power month that's coming up is the number 9, but I also want to give you the vibration that there's something about any number divisible by 3. So the 3rd, the 9th, the 12th, 18th of the month is divisible by 3, but there's something about 9 is the big power number, which is a number of completion. But you also have the number 3 following it, which is why I'm giving you the any number divisible by 3 would be a good day to do something. So, for example, if you needed to have minor surgery, for example, if you could choose that minor surgery to be on a date that is divisible by 3 or on the 9th. Do you see what I mean? It's
yes.
But your cards just keep talking about this is you getting to a level of comfort in 2024. So, and again, it's all about discipline. All right. Thanks, Christopher.
I appreciate
Happy
it.
New Year.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Jessica. Happy New Year.
Hi, Jessica. Happy New Year. Do you want your New Year's overview, or do you have a question?
If you can focus, please, on just January, February, I just wanted something that's like kind of closer to what's happening
now.
Sure,
I could do that. Okay, so there are two very important fellas that are showing, and by the way, I only do that during this particular hour when I do the New Year overview. So the fact that you're picking a couple of months doesn't mean you can call back in March and go, I need to concentrate on March and April. just FYI. Okay.
I know, you told me the same thing last year, too. It's funny.
Okay.
I know.
So,
I know the rules.
Okay. Well, some people don't, so, and people that are new to the calls or the program don't, so I'm doing that for their benefit, too. All right. There are two fellas coming up here. There's one fella that I really like. More mature, I would say probably over 40, dark hair, dark eyes, done well for himself. So this guy, this is a guy that I would trust anything he would tell me, all right? But then there's this other fella. Now, the other fella you might find incredibly attractive, and when you meet him could be playing his A game and be just the king of charm. So your head's going to be turned. What's interesting is that I see a job offer coming from both of these men, all right? I do not want you to work for the one that's a little younger, charming, and I really want you to vet this guy, because this is a guy that would dump all his work on you and then blame you when anything went wrong. So this is not the guy. And by the way, these could be also romantic interests, but there are definitely two fellas. The one I like, dark hair, dark eyes, a bit more mature. The one that I am challenged by for you is the one that's younger, but way more charming. I mean, when you meet him, you will not initially see the fact that he's got some warts under the collar. I'm just saying. So there's going to be a choice of two, whether it's two men romantically or two jobs being offered by two different men. So are you looking for work now?
Yeah, I have been for quite some time. And also, like, in the meantime, my business just picked up in the area also. And I'm also looking for a man, of course, but I've been focusing a lot career.
Okay, so with your business picking up, I want you to think about what kind of job could you work that would be easy enough for you to do that you could still do your own business?
Yeah, that's been on my mind, yeah. Part-time,
so,
I want.
So, hold on.
Yeah.
One of the jobs that would be super easy and the time would go by pretty fast is if you got yourself hired at the front desk working the morning shift at any of the hotels. Seriously. You know, everybody's pay scale has gone up. Now you're working 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you're doing is being nice to people for 8 hours, and then you get to do your business. So my biggest concern for you is to not worry about money. So when you don't worry about money, your business is going to be more successful.
You know what, I went through, I called you a couple times about work stuff over the year, because this has been going on for a while. I've been like playing with the energy. And I got to the place that I interviewed for a leadership coach position. And I'm like, I'm still in the running, I think, for that job. It's just been a little bit of delay in the I'm still in the interview process. And I really like that job, but it's full time. So, I would love that one. It pays really well.
Okay, well,
yeah.
If it's saying there's a job offer coming. The timeline is within the next 2 to 4 weeks or connected with the numbers 2 and 4. So your power number that's coming up is the number 4, so because it's a number of foundations. So it wouldn't surprise me if you reached back out and said, Mona, I got the job. But it's interesting because the one man I really like is the slightly older man, well, the one in his 40s. That is incredibly successful. But I got to go because I get hooked in with you guys and I start yakking with you and I got all these other calls. So I got to let you go. So I think you've
okay.
got this, and I think
I'll
there's a job offer coming.
Give you good news.
Okay,
that
thank you.
Awesome.
Bye.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye now.
Know.
All right, I got somebody here from the 541 area code. Hello, 541. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Nancy from Oklahoma.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Do you want your New Year overview, or do you have a specific
yes.
question?
No,
okay,
the New Year's would be great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'm drawing your cards. Okay, Nancy, you got the most powerful card anyone can get in my deck of cards. I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and it's called the Master. All right, that's the card. It's an extra card. It's saying you can have anything you want in 2024, and that it's leading you to some sort of a new beginning connected with something you do to fill up your day. So do you still work now, Nancy?
No, I'm retired.
All right, what do you do to fill up your day?
Hobbies, creative hobbies.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So I wonder if you actually start, and I know this sounds kind of a silly thing for me to bring up, but I wonder if you start doing some sort of creative videos about some of the things you do.
Okay.
But I would love it if, if I were to pick a job for you, an actual job, I would tell you to go over to the store manager at Joann's and say, I really want to work here and teach people how to do these things. I want to do classes here.
Okay.
For you, it will connect you with people and new friends so that you're not spending so much time by yourself. And, you know, because, you know, doing hobbies and crafts and all that is great, but it can be very self-alone time. And
that
I want
true.
You to do that with people.
Okay.
So I would suggest that you either go to the library and say, I want to teach people how to decoupage, or whatever it is the thing you do. And I'm dating myself by bringing up decoupage, by the way. you know, but I'm telling you that you could show people how to do a memory box where it's a shadow box, memory box, where some of the favorite trinkets or memories of a person would then be in that box and show people how to do it. So the thing is that I want you connecting with more people so that when you want to go to discount movie night on Tuesday, you can call someone from your craft class and say, Sally, let's go to the movies.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing for me is to connect with other people because I'm so alone. I just moved.
Yes, and that's the fastest way to do it. So there are two ways where you can meet nice people. Well, there's several, but these two are four. Going to your local animal shelter and petting the puppies and kittens, right? Getting yourself a rather inexpensive gym membership where you go during the day when more of the more mature people show up. Volunteering at the library to teach people how to do something connected with memory, right? Memory loss, memory, remembering someone who's passed. And then the last thing, get your butt hired at a frickin' Joann's and show people how to do what you do. You see what I mean? It's like, that's the big thing. All right. Got to go. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank
see you later.
So much.
Okay. All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let me see. I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Vince.
Oh, hi, Vince. How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, I'm doing okay. Yes, I do have a job, and I really love it, and I think this is going to be the one that I'm going to keep. And right now I'm making okay money, but later on this year I'm going to keep getting increases, and hopefully by the end of the year I'll make a little more money than I'm making now.
Okay. So what your cards are saying about this year is that you got to wake up every morning with the gratitude that you have this job.
Right.
Okay. We've had struggles over all the years I've been talking to you where somehow there's somebody in that you work with that starts looking at you sideways and then the job goes sideways. So you can't let that happen.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like this is going to happen at this place.
Good, because the card smack in the middle of your spread is the best card in the deck in any tarot deck. So there's a card in traditional tarot called the World, all right? You have the equivalent of that card in the smack in the middle of your reading. So the most wonderful thing about all this is that it's a big letting go of all the stuff that wasn't working for you in the past. It is you finally deciding that you are not going to repeat any mistakes from the past. You're literally going in with the whole idea of graciousness and gratitude. That's your vibe. That's all you're going to do. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Okay.
Well, this company that I work for, they're planning to build another facility in Nevada, which I plan to transfer if they do.
Wow. Well, that's my hometown.
Yeah. My biggest worry, though, right now is I barely make enough money. Like, I'm managing to pay my bills and everything. But my biggest worry is I haven't been able to keep up with my car payments. I'm running really low on funds with that. I just reached out to them with a letter asking if I could get an extension on my car loan. And to cut my car loan in half.
Well, what you probably can do is see if they'll refinance it to a longer period with a lower payment. I think that would. The fact that you're working is going to work to your benefit here. So this is saying that if you ask, they will help you.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
I don't want to lose this car.
I don't
right,
blame
thanks,
you, but
Donna.
I'm happy to hear your news, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right,
I'm
my
really
friend.
Happy
New
job.
Year.
You too. Thank you so much.
Hug your wife for me.
I definitely will.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from area code 973. Hello, 973. Who's this?
Hi, this is Beth Ann. Thank you so much for this.
Sure. Okay, so you want your New Year's overview, or do you want a specific question?
Please.
Okay.
A New Year's overview, please.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
So you have probably one of my most favorite cards in the entire deck. So I'm going to lead up to it here in a second. So you have a card that talks about your five-year potential, all right? Now, for the last 5 years, you've been incredibly disciplined, nose to the grindstone, making sure that you do all the right things, all right? Now, the karma, and by the way, there might have been an issue with a fella that doesn't look like he was a very good match for you, that that you finally had to step away from him. Do you recognize that guy?
I do.
Okay. So now that you've been very disciplined, you know, sometimes I see these exact cards when someone has decided that their spouse is not the person they're supposed to be with, and that they tried really hard to make it work, and then they finally said, nope, can't do it anymore, gonna let this go. And of course, once that decision was made, then the fella turns into a real asshole, excuse my French, and now you have to deal with the fact that you're dealing with the idea that he can't stand the fact that you're rejecting him, all right? However, that all said, it's saying that there's this huge, my favorite card, huge card that says whatever legal issues that you might find yourself tangled with, says that it works in your benefit because you've been way more disciplined than this other person and you have proof of everything that's transpired, whereas this other person's been kind of lazy and has not. So anything you present legally will be deemed and ruled in your favor. But the reason I really love this card is it's a card of karma rewarding you. So if you were to pick the thing that would rock your world about karma helping you, you need to decide what that looks like. Okay? Because this breakthrough card, in traditional tarot, this is a card called Justice, right? But in my deck, it's called Breakthrough. So with the sequence of your cards, you spent a lot of time staying really disciplined and trying to be incredibly ethical and good about all this. Whereas this fella here that you're breaking away from is totally out of sorts because you're rejecting him, all right? I'm right. telling you, the big thing that to take care of in 2024 is to make sure that you are totally stepped away from this person.
Right.
So it says that karma rewards you as you step toward stepping away from this person.
Got you.
And it's in all areas of your life. It's not just not having to deal with this person anymore. It's a new job. It's a raise. It's a promotion. It is you meeting somebody else that's actually more worthy of you as soon as you make sure this one is not in any way at all in the way.
Got you. Makes a
okay.
lot of sense.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, this card of breakthrough is fantastic for you. It's like you finally, after all the hard work, get what you were supposed to get. It's just lovely.
Wow. All
right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so,
keep me updated.
Much.
All right, see ya.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on, I want to make sure. I'm going to the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. Happy New Year. Belated.
Oh,
Sharon.
Is this Sharon?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay, you want your New
Hello.
Year's overview?
I do. That'd be great.
Okay. Okay. So there is a situation that you found yourself in, and I don't know if it's because I actually do. There's a woman that you have to work with. And while you're constantly showering the people around you with sweetness and light, she's kind of a bitch. And the thing is that the whole idea, kill her with kindness, doesn't seem to work with this woman because she's got
okay.
a bit of an agenda. Do you recognize her?
It could be. You know what? I changed departments, not by choice. They eliminated my position and moved us all. Could have been someone from the past department. The department I'm in now, my manager is wonderful. There's just
okay.
one person.
And I think this is, I do think that this is the woman that you worked with before. But what's interesting here is that I think that there is some sort of promotion or raise or amazing opportunity being presented to you in April. It's almost as if you're being groomed for it right now. And that all of this vibration of you not being I'm sorry, say that
no,
again?
That woman, she would hate it if I got but I'm sorry, go on, Mona. I'll keep my mouth quiet.
Okay.
You're great.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So hang on. Okay, yeah, keep your promise. Okay. In April, there is some sort of amazing raise or promotion coming to you, and it is going to piss this other woman off at a soul level. Because the fact that you got moved to another department and now you really get to show your sparkle to someone that appreciates it, all
mm-hmm.
I want you to do is keep making this woman look good. Because what it's saying here is that she's going to see where your skill set can benefit the organization in a much bigger way. But yeah, it's going to piss off this other person in a big way. But you know what? Karma, man. Karma.
I was so nice to her. She's the only person in my 100,000 employee company. She is the only one that has treated me like this. Maybe
yeah,
that's why they moved me. I love the job I had, though. Oh,
well,
I that
was
that
a blessing
job.
You got moved.
I know.
So,
I know.
All right,
have,
you're gonna reach thanks. Back out to me in April, and you're gonna tell me, oh my God, not only did I get a promotion, but I got a kick-ass raise, and now I know I can work here until I want to retire.
And just I gotta forgive myself for laughing when she's mad. Please God forgive me because I'm not going to. I'm gonna take the high road. Thank you, Mona.
All right. Thanks. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from. I'm going to go to area code. 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Stacy. Rhoda.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Okay. You know, I'm just wondering about career because right now.
Okay. So do you want me to talk about career, or do you want me to give you your New Year overview?
Yeah, you could give me the New Year overview.
Okay. Okay. You got to make a promise to yourself, Stacy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do anything the hard way. That's your promise to yourself.
Okay.
I'm serious. That it's like if I could just tell you one thing. Don't do anything the hard way. If something seems like it's not working, like let's say there's a person around you that you would really love to get along with, but that person's not a nice person, don't try anymore. Step back, all right? Find somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what it's saying here is that if I could give you, besides the don't do anything the hard way advice, I would also give you the advice of find more fun in your life. Because if I were to ask you the question right now, what do you do for fun, I don't think you could answer that question.
You're right. I put that on hold for so long.
Right. So it is going to be from something you do that's fun that gets you towards something that you really like. So you mentioned the idea of career. For you to be working in a place that you like, you need to meet the person in a non-career-focused environment. So it could be that you decide, and again, I'm throwing these ideas at you, and you can think about something that might inspire you from these ideas, but if you were to volunteer on Saturdays at the SPCA and go pet the puppies and kittens, you might be talking to somebody else doing the same thing that is looking for the person at their company that is exactly what you want to do. So what I want you to do is I want you to create the power of coincidence, being in the right place at the right time. It would be a blast for you to learn how to play, say, Texas Hold'em, right? Now, in most every town across the country, there are poker rooms. And if you decided to learn how to play, now you learn before you go, obviously, but you could sit at a table and vow that you're going to make $40 last all day or the whole time you're there for as long as possible. But more importantly, you want to do it because I want you to meet people, all right? If you took up Mahjong or if you took up Bridge, if you took up some sort of thing where it connected you with people in a different way, that's where your career really takes off because this is saying you're kind of stuck in whatever is going on with your job right now.
Yeah, I got let go. Well, my job ended after a year. The one before that, 3 years, they closed down. And I was at a job last week that just lasted a week. And now I'm looking again. And
okay.
Just
so there's an organization out there called Ascent Talent, A-S-C-E-N-T, Ascent Talent. They are nationwide, and they do gig work. The gig work pays anywhere from $25 to $60 an hour. I actually saw one when CES was here for $80 an hour. Okay? So I want you to go on their website and sign up.
Okay.
They do things like they do liquor demonstrations. They register people at trade shows. They made sure that people have their badges when they're going into a trade show. They have you work trade show booths. It's all about 3 or 4 day work. Sometimes, well, anywhere from 1 to 4 days of work, but they pay really well. So, but for you, it is you getting in front of people that can offer you something more, different, better, ongoing, full time. So I hope that helps. I got to get the rest of these calls. So I'll talk to you later.
You see when that will happen.
Okay,
like,
it's saying you can have a job in 3 days if you follow my advice. And temporary staffing service, but I want you to sign up with Ascent Talent, A-S-C-E-N-T, Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Ascent, look at their website, sign up with them. They get a lot of gig work. And we got to get you going into something because you're much better when you're working than when you're not. All right, gotta go. Thanks. Okay,
thank
bye.
You so much.
All right, I've got somebody here from area code 707. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. What's your question? Do you want the New Year overview, or do you want a question? Okay.
New Year overview.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So it's saying the more political you can be in 2024, the more that you get, okay? So that means that it's not you against whoever's in charge. It means it's you working with whoever's in charge. It's funny because it's saying that through this more political alignment of things. So when I say politics, it can be family politics, it can be work politics, it can be friend politics, it can be real politics. It could be that the big adventure for you is to meet an amazing fella in 2024, but you wouldn't have met him any other way unless you signed up for the local, you know, Democratic, Republican, Green, you know, party, whatever it is, independent party, that you start as, because this is a big election year, people have very strong opinions, it's like you sign up for the volunteer committee for maybe their election campaign. I'm telling you, it's saying that this is the time to go in a brand new direction where it draws to you people around you that can actually help you. Just
okay.
saying. So, mm-hmm. and the big key word here is politics, working the political environment to your benefit. Your power number is the number 7. Your power month is actually coming up as June. And the color I'm getting for you is actually a very sort of silvery gray, not a bland, ugly gray, more like an actual metallic silver. So maybe a little bit more, maybe even wearing a little bit more silver tone, because that's the feminine metal, the drawing in metal. So, but again, it keeps talking about you working your political environment to your benefit. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. Happy New Year. See you later.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Okay,
Happy
bye.
New Year.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 641 area code. Hello, 641. Who's this?
Hi, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert. Do you want your New Year overview, or would you like
a
specific question? Okay.
Yeah, the New Year overview.
You got it. How'd you find the program, Robert?
Well, I just got on this blog talk the other day, and I was looking for a tarot reading.
Oh, good timing. Okay. So you have two incredibly huge cards here in your reading. In traditional tarot, there's two cards that are kind of the highest cards women can get in a reading, or the two highest women vibration cards. One is the High Priestess, the other one is the Empress, and you have both of these cards. Now, I'm actually not necessarily going toward the romantic side of what's going on with you. I'm going toward the reason why these cards, I believe, are coming up. First of all, you have the ability to look at the truth or the upshot of a situation very quickly. So you're very good at walking into a room and reading the room. You're good at that. The creative card is the Empress card is all about the person that's the actor, the singer, the performer, the chef, the writer. It is anything creative. The fact that you have both of these cards together and the fact that you have this wonderful ability to cut right through the bull crap in whatever situation you're in would make you an amazing public speaker. It would make you an amazing presenter, motivational speaker, even stand-up comedian, all right? But it's saying that in 2024, it's all about your creative energy that moves you forward. Now, the thing you have to watch out for is going down the mental rabbit hole about things that are not working for you or things that you are dwelling on that you don't think are working for you, when in fact the way your cards are coming up is you have divine timing going on here, and you're going to start seeing your own personal path open up in February and March of this year. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you two power months, February and March, and I'm going to give you two power numbers, which is 2 and 3. And the reason I'm telling you that is that it looks like something that you've been working really hard to get to is going to be recognized in February and or March. So for example, if you were an actor and you actually wanted to go after a certain role, you're very likely to get it in February or March. So it's saying that the more creativity you bring to the table, the better. But it is all about you doing things in this very direct, it's sort of like iron fist in a velvet glove vibe. It's like you go in with a very soft approach, but you have a very definite agenda with that approach. So what do you do for work, Robert?
I retired.
Okay, so maybe the reason I'm getting this whole creative side is that perhaps you go into writing screenplays, or you yourself decide to be an extra in movies, and that you decide that you don't really care if you get the job or not, but wouldn't it be wicked cool if you did?
Right.
So
yeah,
so
I travel quite a bit, so I've been kind of chasing energy.
Right. So maybe it's you sign up to be an extra in movies in all of the cities and places that you like to travel to. Now it becomes a business expense.
I understand.
So what it's saying here is that this is, you're finally at a place right now where putting yourself in the spotlight is going to actually be very well received.
That does make sense.
So it's you pulling yourself out of what's not working and going toward the adventure of, hey, this could work. These are very powerful cards, Robert. Thank you so much for your call. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You're
now.
Awesome.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.